If you want to raise awareness about an issue, you can do so in a number of ways. You can host a panel discussion to help educate the general public. Or you can organize a gala whose proceeds benefit the cause of your choice. If you're Jack Fussell, you literally run across the country. Earlier this year, Jack set out on a mission to raise money and awareness for Alzheimer's disease. Jack's goal is to raise $250,000 by the time he reaches his final destination in Monterey, California this fall. His cross-country trek led him through Northwest Arkansas last week. While Jack was in town, he spoke to Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda inside Studio 123 about his journey. He began the conversation by discussing how he came up with the idea to run coast to coast for a cause.
Well, I had three major running goals for a few years, and I got through the last one, and two or three days later, I found myself kind of feeling down. Been the first time in 6 years I didn't have a goal. So I started praying and thinking about it, and about two or three nights later, about 9 o'clock at night, I stood up off of my couch, and I said, I'm going to run across the country. And it felt good because I felt strong again. I started smiling, and I started calling people on the phone to tell them to give me accountability. And the second person I called said, what are you going to do it for? And I just said, Alzheimer's, because my dad died with it, and so did six of his brothers and sisters. So it was born that night, and I've never looked back. And I started January the 12th in Savannah, Georgia, on the ocean.
Are you originally from Savannah, Georgia?
Nope, I'm from North Georgia, about 60 miles north of Atlanta in a place called Talking Rock.
So why did you decide to start in Savannah?
I was also a volunteer for 12 years with the Department of Natural Resources over there. And they asked me if I would please start at a state park. So I went down and found Skidaway Island State Park down there, and I started there.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you said you had a lot of running goals. Have you always been a runner, or is that?
No, ma'am. I started running pretty heavy about 6 years ago. 12 years ago, I weighed around 270 pounds, and I weighed between 240 and 270 for about 25 years.
Wow.
And I had a bleeding ulcer and almost died with that. And at first, they gave me 2 hours to live, and then they told me I probably had a year to live. So I come out of there and started doing all the right things with my diet and aerobics and lightweights, and I lost 100 pounds in 11 months. And like right now, I weigh about 155. So I did it to try and stay alive, and, you know, fear was my motivator.
Why running? What do you like about running? Because you've continued to do that.
I don't know. It really feels good to me. I run, I walk, I jog, ever what I, you know, need to do during the day, because I push a jogging stroller that's got about 70 pounds in it. So, and the running part, I don't know, I've probably never felt as good in my life as when I run. I really do enjoy running. And the 7 months prior to this thing, I ran an average of between 125 and 150 miles every week.
Oh, wow.
Up and down the mountains in North Georgia.
Wow.
And that felt great. Really did.
Okay. So I know your stroller is your companion, has a name?
Mm-hmm. Wilson, from the movie Castaways.
That's what I wondered.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. My son's a missionary in Europe, mm-hmm. and he can't be a part of this. So I put on Facebook one day that I needed a name, and I decided whatever name he gave it would be the name, and he gave it Wilson. Within about 5 minutes, he come back with that reply.
That's an excellent decision.
Yeah,
I like it.
Pretty cool.
Now, you said it's about 70 pounds. What do you have in your cart?
I've got a bunch of dehydrated food in there. I keep a bunch of water, water filters, sleeping bag, a small tent, all my winter clothing, stuff like that. Stuff to make me self-sufficient because I do not have anybody doing this with me. There's no chase car or anything with me. I'm by myself.
So when you decided you were going to do this, how long did it take you to sort of figure out the logistics? I mean, you know, of making sure you had enough things with you to get where you're going?
I was telling them this morning, I sit down for 2 days and had post-it notes laying all over my house and legal pads, and I stood up and went over and gathered every bit of it up and threw it in the garbage. And I honestly said to myself, I'm going to go with the knowledge I got now. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. I'll get out there with the stroller. When problems present themselves, I'll pull off the road, so to speak, figure out what I need, get it, get back on the road, and start running again. And I've done that, and it took away so many worries. And then I realized I wish I'd have done my whole life that way. Instead of worrying about things that never happen or trying to figure out things, let life happen to me and me deal with it at that moment instead of spending so much of my life trying to make sure this works out and that works out. And you never can do that because people die. You know, I mean, you do all that stuff, and then one day you have a heart attack and die, and everything you planned all them years for is gone. So there's some great teachers out there if we'll listen to them. Just life.
It's interesting that you're kind of running across to help teach others, you know, specifically about Alzheimer's, but it's great that you're being able to learn stuff along the way as well.
Oh, I learn every day from everybody. My goodness, I sure do. And I found out, like with Alzheimer's, I have anywhere from 5 to 15 people every day stop beside the road to tell me their Alzheimer's story. And something that really shocked me is I found out most of them have never heard of the Alzheimer's Association, where they can go and get free help, all kinds of help available to them. And most of them have never heard of it. So I've been telling all of them, you know, telling the number to call, mm-hmm. giving them bracelets, giving them cards. And then the other thing I'm hoping I'm doing is that people like you are helping me do is get the word Alzheimer's out there day after day after day. So maybe the government, which is the ones who come up with most of the grants, will come up with more grants for researchers to be able to do research and find a cure.
Now, when you were planning your route out, how mm-hmm. did you decide where you were going to stop? Were you deciding to only stop at places that had an Alzheimer's Association presence?
Mm-hmm. If I'd have went straight across, I would have done about 2,800 miles. Mm-hmm. I'm doing probably around 33, and it's because I'm zigzagging to Alzheimer's Association offices.
Okay.
32 of them. I'm going to 32 places.
Okay. And so when you have these places, do you have places to stay? Like, do they put you up somewhere, or do you just mostly camp, or how does that work for you?
No, when I did leave, I told everybody I'd probably be spending 90% of my time in my tent. I've spent one night in it. Because people pick me up and take me to motels. They take me to their home. The Alzheimer's Association has been calling nursing homes, assisted living homes, and they let me stay there. They've been calling, and people donate motel rooms to me. And that's been a really cool thing because I've enjoyed getting people involved with other people. Not only do they feel, maybe they sometimes they feel a burden, golly, we've got to find a place for this guy tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they make that phone call, they're meeting a new person and they're saying, I'm with the Alzheimer's Association. I want to find Jack a place to stay. And that person's saying, ha, I never heard of you, or I'm glad to know you now. We'll do something together someday. So it's just been fantastic. I felt like a burden at first. I no longer feel like a burden at all.
Oh, that's great.
I feel like I'm providing kind of a service of people meeting people that are going to help each other.
Now, you're familiar with the disease because of your family.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you mentioned that a lot of people that you've spoken to weren't necessarily familiar with the Alzheimer's Association. Uh-huh. Were you the same way before
mm-hmm. yeah.
you encountered it with your family?
Yep. Never knew anything about him the whole time my dad had it. Never knew the first thing about it. Sure didn't.
So you found out about him after your dad passed away?
Yeah. I only found out about him really, I guess, the night that I decided I was going to run for Alzheimer's. And when I told the second person on the phone I'm going to do it to raise awareness mm-hmm. and money for Alzheimer's, I didn't know Alzheimer's what.
Mm-hmm.
The next day I looked in the phone book and looked around on the web and I found the Alzheimer's Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I called them, and they said, come on down to Atlanta, and I went down and sat with them, and it was a wonderful experience for me.
What services do they provide that you learned about when you spoke to them?
One of the biggest things I found is their support groups, where people can go sit around a table that all are dealing with it, caretakers, you know, unpaid caretakers, mm-hmm. and they can sit there and talk to each other about what's going on, and they get to feel a part of something. And sometimes they get answers. They go, wow, I didn't know that could be done. But one of the biggest things I think that comes out of it, it's just my own opinion, is they get to get it out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, like a guy saying in one support group I went to, my wife asked me for a divorce about every 10 minutes some days. And then 2 hours later, she says she don't know anything about it. And so the other people on the other side of the table said, that happens to me too. And my wife even hit me, or my husband hit me. And they start to feel a camaraderie, and then they can get help. You know, they can get counseling if they need it. Just stuff like that. That's just tremendous. They can get referrals to other services that they help with, and it's a big thing. And then part of the money goes to research. And I was able in Little Rock. I spent 3 days with Dr. Barker, and he is a research scientist. He's the head of his unit, and he's a guy who actually takes the microscopes and splits the stuff and slices cells and, you know, does the experiments trying to find a cure. And to me, it was such an honor to be at the University of Arkansas Medical School and see that equipment and see those people that are so dedicated to trying to find a cure.
When you talk to people, do they ever ask what your experience with Alzheimer's has been? Did they ever ask you specifically, like, did your dad do this? Or, you know, is this a familiar situation for you? Or what can I expect with my mom? Something like that? Anything like that?
They usually don't. They honestly don't. They just stop me and start telling me about their Alzheimer's situation. And I think I've found that a lot of them just need somebody to listen. They don't want somebody to, you know, sometimes some of them have told me they try to talk it over with their other loved ones, maybe their husband mm-hmm. or something, because it was the mother, and they don't want to talk about it. Let's move on. And they were never able to get it out of them. And they come out there with me, and they see an old guy running down the road, and, you know, looks like a grandpa or whatever, and they'll start talking and crying. And I've had them talk to me up to an hour before. And, I listen, and I know how to listen. I can do that pretty well.
I know not everything's entirely planned, but do you have a date for when you plan to be finished, when you plan to be in Monterey and done?
I think it'll probably be late September, mm-hmm. but if things happen along the way that make it go quicker, that's okay. If it makes it go slower, that's okay.
Sure.
I've explained to my children that, I'm doing this for a purpose. No time, date stamp on it at all.
I know you keep talking about, you know, what you want other people to get out of this, and you want to help educate them and stuff. What do you want to get out of this?
I don't know. I don't know if I know of anything, because I've got a guy I'm journaling to mm-hmm. every night, and I got another gentleman that's wrote a bunch of books that said he'd like to write a book. And that even bothered me at first, so I told everybody I knew that if they did write a book, any money that's made from it at all, the first penny, every bit of it will go to the Alzheimer's Association. So what I want out of it, that might sometimes change day to day, but I can't hardly ever think of anything that I want from it other than to somebody to get some help. And I've been lucky enough to have about five people that have gotten back in touch with me and said, you gave me the 800 number. I've gotten in touch with them. They're helping me. And thank you. So I know for sure I've helped five people. And I know we've raised some money, so I know that money has had to help somebody. Mm-hmm. So I've done good. I've done what I wanted, for sure.
Now, when you get to that final destination and you wrap up everything that you have planned in late September, how are you planning to get back home? You're not going to run it back, are you?
Nope. I've been thinking seriously lately about maybe buying a car out there mm-hmm. and driving back and in my car visit every place I visited on the run. And it won't take me nearly as long.
It won't take you nearly
sure
as
won't.
Long.
Yeah. I would even come here if I do it. But I'd come to every place that I had kind of an official type visit.
Well, we'd love to have you back and have you check in and let us know how it went.
Yeah. I will do that.
Well, I thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for your time.
Jack Fussell spoke to Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda last week about his cross-country journey to raise money and awareness for Alzheimer's disease. You can keep up with Jack's progress by visiting AcrossTheLand2013.com. For more information about Alzheimer's disease, visit alz.org. This is Ozarks at Large.